It is really high time that the US redesignates the Houthis. Just as a reminder, the Houthis were for the first time designated as a terror organization in January 2021 and then undesignated as a terrorist in 2022. What happened today is the administration took a middle way. So the strongest way to sanction a foreign terrorist organization is an FTO. Foreign Terrorist Organization designation, which has a whole bunch of legal abilities to stop any kind of material support to the organization. The go in between is what is called a specially designated global terrorist, SDGT, which has less powers, but according to US officials, more carve outs to ensure that this designation doesn't unduly hamper humanitarian deliveries in Yemen.
Do you feel like this decision and this step will impact the Houthis' abilities to launch attacks on commercial shipping vessels and any of the other terrorist-type activities they may engage in?
Well, first of all, any designation has no effect unless it's implemented, right? And one of the most powerful tools that the US has is to cut off money from terrorist organizations. Now, this is on that account a weaker designation than an FTO. Secondly, when we are already talking about carve-outs for humanitarian work, we are still not addressing one of the main income streams of the Houthis inside Yemen, which is the diversion and reselling of humanitarian aid delivered to Yemen. So I'm not sure whether this designation has a very significant impact. It's, of course, a political signal. As I said, it's really high time. The Houthis have been not only attacking international shipping for several months, the Houthis are a highly, highly anti-Western, anti-Semitic organization. Their slogan is, Allah is great, death to the US, death to Israel, a curse upon the Jews, and victory to Islam. So straight out anti-Semitic on top of everything else. So they've been really, really harsh on dissenters. They've been dominating the internet in the areas of their control. So they are acting like a terrorist group in any other aspect. So I would have preferred to see a clear political signal, which would have been an FTO designation.
Now, what about the strikes the U.S.-led coalition has been making on Houthi radar, command and control, drone, and missile launch sites? Do you see that taking any effect, having any significant effect at this point, early on in this?
Well, I mean, first of all, there was at this particular point no other choice. I mean, we cannot accept the Suez Canal, the Mediterranean, or the Red Sea to be closed to international business by the Houthis and their backers, Iran. This was the declared aim, what the Houthis wanted to do. So there had to be a recapturing of deterrence. They had been going with these strikes from November till January. So for nearly 2 months, nearly unopposed. And so something had to be happened. Of course, the strikes delivered some material damage on the ground. And I'd like to note that the attacks that we've seen since those strikes are significantly weaker than the attacks that we saw prior to those strikes. So to a certain extent, the deterrence has worked. To a certain extent, the strikes have removed some of the capabilities. But in order to really ensure international shipping can flow freely through the Red Sea again, we need, number one, a sustained military presence of the international coalition who's already there in the sea. And B, we very likely will have to have a couple more rounds of strikes to really make it clear to the Houthis and their backers in Tehran that both are very much skirting on the edge of a regional confrontation. I mean, a direct confrontation with Iran.
So, if that confrontation with Iran, and you mentioned the Houthi supporters in Tehran, if this wider confrontation takes place, do you get the sense that that would stop or impede Iran and the Houthis from doing the kind of activities they've been doing? In other words, will this regional confrontation impact their abilities to continue? One, the Houthis launching attacks and Iran continuing to support them.
Look, I mean, the Iranians have been ratcheting up tensions in the region since many, many years already, but in particular since the 7th of October, horrible attack of their proxy Hamas against Israel. And they've done so nearly cost-free for them. So the Israelis struck some Hezbollah fighters, some Hamas fighters outside the Gaza Strip. The Americans bombarded some proxies in Syria or Iraq. There was now strikes on the Houthis, but Iran really hasn't paid any price. So much so that they felt emboldened to now lash out themselves. Regionally, they just attacked Kurdish positions in Syria, in Iraq. They attacked some small village in Pakistan, allegedly to fight Jaish-e-Adl, a really small, really tiny terror group that really hadn't anything to do with the large-scale terror attack in Iran a couple of weeks ago at the commemoration of the death of Qasem Soleimani. So the Iranians seem to be very bold at this point, and there has not seemed to have been the realization in Tehran, who they say they don't want a regional confrontation, that they've been doing everything they possibly can to maneuver the region into that confrontation. So the message has to be clearly understood by Tehran that we are on the road to a direct confrontation. And if that happens, there's only going to be one winner, and that's not going to be Iran. So I do hope that with this designation, with the strikes on the Houthis, with some of the other military operations that we've seen the last couple of weeks, that we gain a measure of deterrence against Iran again, because it really is getting out of hand. It's now morphed from a very local attack of Hamas against Israel to a regional problem where Iraq and Syria were affected, where its installations were attacked. Now we are dealing with an actual problem for global trade, and that's the Red Sea. And all of these groups who are involved in this violence that we've seen are absolutely proxies and linked to Iran. So they are in the background of all of this.
Hans Jacob Schindler is a senior director at the Counter-Extremism Project. J.J. Green, WTOP News.